This is Brian Coombs of Messiah's Church, your pastor for the day. If you're a Christian, I assume you pray. But do you meditate? All Christians know that it is a Christian practice and privileged duty to pray. But some Christians wonder about, indeed would deny a place for, meditation. Of course, we're not about Eastern meditation, but biblical meditation as believers. We're not about emptying the mind into abstractions, but filling it with truth, God's truth. What matters is not our physical posture of sitting, legs crossed, eyes closed, head bowed or raised, arms rested, hands opened, and voice humming or silent. What matters is our spiritual posture of engaging our mind, heart, and will, our knowledge, affections, and morality, for our knowledge, holiness, and righteousness. The Bible often talks about this. Joshua was to ensure that he meditated on the book of the law so that he would be careful to do all that was written. The psalmists many times refer to meditating on God's word and works. They do so along with prayer. As they say in one instance, as prayers themselves, I shall lift up my hands to your commandments, which I love. I will meditate on your statutes. Biblical meditation involves God's word and our prayers. While Isaac meditated, he received God's will in his wife. Mary pondered and treasured what was spoken about her son and knew him as Messiah in time. Nathaniel meditated under his fig tree and became a disciple. How about you? Do you meditate on God's word and offer your prayers? Do you ponder the person and works of God, especially those that Christ has done for the salvation of needy sinners before God and those the Spirit does within redeemed sons of God? Give yourself to biblical meditation and prayer, morning, noon, day, evening, and in the night watches. As Psalm 27 puts it, ponder and inquire. In a day of many distractions, vanities, and stress points, biblical meditation and prayer is even more important to you as a Christian. These display true Christianity. They foster Christian growth. They fuel Christian worship and witness. And through them, God renews and conforms you into the image of Jesus Christ. And so say, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. This is Brian Coombs of Messiah's Church, your pastor for the day.